Chapter 9. Yes, life isn't fair. The truth is, life isn't fair. And at some point, you have to wake up, accept that fact, and stop obsessing over what other people have, what they look like, what they've achieved, what car they drive. The way that you focus on what other people are doing, it is one of the biggest obstacles you're creating, and it's blocking you from being the happiest, most successful, and fulfilled version of you. So let's talk about something that every single person, including you, struggles with, and that's allowing other people's success to paralyze you. The reality is, you can't control another person's success, luck, or the timing in their life. You just can't. The only thing you can control is what you do with the example that other people set and the actions you take next. So let's talk about something that every single person on this planet, including you, struggles with. And that's allowing other people's success to paralyze you. The reality is, you can't control another person's success, luck, and you can't control the timing in their life and how things play out for them. The only thing you can control is what you do with the example that other people set and then the actions that you take next. When you see other people's lives as evidence that you're a failure or that you're unattractive or not good enough, you become your biggest obstacle. Mindlessly scrolling on social media or feeling inferior to someone else is only going to make you feel stuck, hopeless, and perpetually behind. You are torturing yourself with all this comparison for no reason, and you're allowing other people to paralyze you, which is one of the big reasons why you're constantly procrastinating and criticizing yourself and telling yourself, oh, happens for them, not going to happen for me. When you focus on how unfair life seems and compare yourself to other people, you're the one draining your motivation and keeping yourself from moving forward. And it starts to become this self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like you're stuck in this loop of chronically looking at everybody else instead of focusing what you're capable of. In fact, I want you to just consider something. If you're not happy or you haven't achieved your goals, maybe it's because of this chronic habit of comparing yourself to everybody else. Because when you do that, you're the problem. And the first step is simply accepting the truth. Life isn't fair. It's just not. It's not fair that you're the one drowning in student debt because you couldn't afford the tuition. It's not fair that your sister looks like a supermodel and everyone flocks to her at the bars while you're standing there off on the side buying your own drinks. It's not fair that your supervisor keeps giving you the crappy shift at work. It's not fair that your country is torn apart by war or that you were born diabetic and you got to manage your insulin for your entire life. It's not fair that your friend has this nice house or apartment because her parents paid for it or that your colleague got promoted and you didn't. It's not fair that you just got diagnosed with breast cancer. It's also not fair that your friend has this crazy fast metabolism and can eat whatever the heck she wants. It's not fair that you have asthma because you grew up in a polluted area, or that the cost of living and gas prices just keep rising. It's not fair that your face is breaking out with acne. You're right. It's not fair. The fact is, every human being is dealt a different hand in life, and you can't control the cards that someone else is holding. And the more time you spend staring at someone else, the more you miss the entire point of the game of life. In life, you're not playing against anyone. You're playing with them. Someone will always have better cards than you. It's not about the hand you've been dealt. It's how you play it. And while you've been busy comparing yourself to everyone else, you've missed one of the greatest secrets in life. Other people teach you how to be a better player, and that's how you win. Boom, people. Right? It's true. And look, I'll give it to you. You're right. A lot of people have been dealt a luckier or more successful hand in cards. Let them. They are going to achieve things faster. They do have a leg up. They have more resources. They have more support. It's not fair. And there's nothing you can do to change it. It's a fact. Let them. Because what's the alternative? Worrying about it? Or making yourself feel bad? Oh, no. You're not going to do that anymore because that's an insult to your intelligence. You can figure out how to win. You can learn how to work with what you've got and start where you are and create anything you want in life. But you will never do that if you give all your power to the stupid and toxic habit of comparing yourself to other people. Stop it. How does wishing everyone flocked to you instead of your sister at the bar change things? It doesn't. How does wishing you were the one on those European vacations or that you were taller or had a healthier complexion or a better job or the wedding proposal or more money, how does that help? It's not going to make it appear. What does it do? It just makes your confidence disappear. Any world-class card player will tell you it's not about the hand you've been dealt. You're playing the game wrong. It's about how you play the hand. Winning the game of life is going to require you to focus on the cards you have and then choose what to do with them. And look, I know, it sucks. It sucks to look at your hand and feel like, why do I have the unluckiest hand on the planet? Why do I always get the bad cards? It's really easy. And I know I have often said in my past, why me? When am I going to catch a break? Why is this so easy for everybody else? It is easy to get into a habit of feeling sorry for yourself. It's easy to look at someone else and then make yourself feel bad because they have the body and the bank account and the loving relationship and the perfect health and the car and the trust fund and the safety and the discipline and the followers and the friend group. Because you're right. It's not fair. And that's why I'm going to keep telling you. You have to embrace the truth. Life is never going to be fair. Some people are just really lucky. You know, I have friends who seem to have had everything figured out from the day they were born. I mean, it feels like they just came into the world and they just get everything they want. Positive experiences just pop up left and right. Everything always seems to just work out for them. And I've often said to myself, why do these people get so lucky? Why did I have to struggle for so much of my life? Why did I have to almost go bankrupt? Why did I have to have a drinking problem? You know, it's so easy to feel sorry for yourself and then get angry at these people. And, you know, these are people you like and that you love, right? Because they've got the world's best family or they met the love of their life in college and they're always happy and really nice to each other and they're super attractive, like freakishly attractive, or they've come out of the womb and they're such a gifted athlete that they can dunk a ball in middle school. Like, what's up with that? Nothing seems to go wrong for these folks. And as far as you can tell, they didn't even struggle with depression or anxiety or any kind of childhood trauma like the rest of us have. But here's the thing. Comparing yourself to someone else's luck in life, total waste of your time. I think you're probably starting to get that I'm the kind of person that's just very pragmatic. And that's why I'm getting in your face about this. Because your time and energy is everything. And don't you think you've wasted enough of it staring at other people's lives? Comparison tortures you. And you may be thinking, but Mel, I can't stop obsessing over how much more attractive other people are, or how I wish I were taller, or I didn't have Lyme disease, or wishing that my parents didn't get divorced and my family life was better. Comparing yourself to other people is unavoidable. I know that sounds weird now that I've just been yelling about comparison, but it is human nature to look around and see what everyone else is doing and how you measure up. The problem isn't the tendency to compare. The problem is what you're doing with the comparison. That's what matters. There are two different types of comparison that we all engage in, torture or teacher. And in order to use comparison to your advantage, you have to first identify what type of comparison are you engaging in. And it's kind of easy to tell the difference. So just ask yourself right now, when you're scrolling online, or you're thinking about somebody that you're jealous of, what are you doing to yourself when you compare yourself to them? Are you torturing yourself and making yourself feel bad in relation to someone else? This is when you find yourself obsessed over or caught up in or beating yourself up over something that you will never be able to change. And when you do that, comparison feels like torture because you're focused on fixed attributes of someone else's life. And I'm going to give you a bunch of examples of what I mean. So for example, someone else's natural beauty, their body type, their family history, their height, their metabolism, their parents, their country of origin, past experiences, or any God-given talents that they were born with, like athleticism, perfect pitch, they got a genius brain power, the ability to learn languages at the blink of an eye, photographic memory, artistic talents. I think you're kind of getting the gist, right? You're kind of nodding along, right? You may be envious of these fixed characteristics of someone else's life, but these are the types of things that people are usually born with and not something that they worked hard to achieve. They were dealt these cards, and their cards, they're not going anywhere, and neither are yours. And here's the more important part. No amount of effort on your part will make these cards magically appear in your life. Here's how you know it's fixed. Just ask yourself, is there anything that you can do in the next 30 seconds to change this? Can you make yourself taller? Well, you could put on a pair of high heels, but you're not going to suddenly grow 6 inches. Can you change your family history? No. And if there's nothing you can do in the next 30 seconds to change this aspect of your life, you're never going to be able to change these things. And let me ask you, because you're a smart person, what is obsessing over things you can't change do to you? It makes you miserable. And that's why it's critical that you understand the difference between things you can and things you cannot change. Because any time and any energy you spend comparing yourself to someone else and some aspect of their life that you cannot change, no matter how hard you try, you might as well be hitting yourself in the face with a sledgehammer, because that's what you're doing. It's self-torture. And it's the reason you're not achieving your goals. It's the reason you're not happier. It's the reason you can't accept your body right now. It is destroying your happiness. And here's the other thing that just makes me crazy. You're so much more powerful than this. And any second that you're looking at someone else, you're not actually able to see all of your talents and ability to change things. And that's why the Let Them theory, it will change your life, because it's going to destroy this habit of chronic comparison and the way you torture yourself and make yourself miserable over it. You have to learn in these moments to let them. Let them have their success. Let them have their bank account. Let them have the beautiful love story. Let them have the trust fund. Let them have the perfect family. Let them get the great shifts at work. Let them be the one that everybody likes. Let them have amazing skin. Let them, let them, let them. That's the only way you are going to stop engaging in self-torture. And look, this is easy to say. It's not that easy to do, especially when you've been doing it for a long time. I want to tell you a story. So we have 3 kids, Sawyer, Kendall, and Oakley. And I've talked a little about them in the book already. But over the years, I've watched our oldest daughter, Sawyer, engage in this type of comparison and torture herself for years. She's hyper-fixated on her younger sister, Kendall, who has a completely different body type, different bone structure. She's got one of those metabolisms that just, boom, burns everything off. She's got natural athletic abilities. And to top it all off, Kendall was born with this amazing singing voice and perfect pitch. Can Sawyer change any of this? No. Can Kendall change any of this? No. Can my husband and I change any of this? No. But over the years, I've watched Sawyer make herself miserable. I've watched her give so much of her power away by engaging in torturous comparison with her sister Kendall. And to what end? What's the result of all this comparison and this self-torture? She hates her body. She beats herself up about her metabolism. She complains about how hard it is to lose weight and how easy it is to put it on. She's made it very clear how unfair it is that Kendall can fit into all of her clothes, but she can't fit into Kendall's clothes. And you know what? She's right. It's not fair. And no amount of exercise or supplements or singing lessons will ever even the score that Sawyer is keeping in her mind. Kendall is winning and Sawyer is losing. Kendall was dealt a better hand, and Sawyer's cards suck. This type of comparison is what psychologists call upward comparison. Upward comparison is this tendency to measure yourself against people and their attributes that you think are better than yours. And research shows it destroys your self-esteem. And that makes sense, doesn't it? Because if you're obsessing over something that you have zero power to change, of course you're going to feel depressed and powerless and like you're not good enough. And what's interesting about the research, though, is that there's a second type of comparison that psychologists call downward comparison. And you and I almost never engage in downward comparison. What's downward comparison? Well, that's looking around and seeing how much better off you are than the majority of people in the world. And you are way better off than the majority of people that are in this world. And I'll give you just one example. According to the UN, 1 in 4 people on the planet do not have access to clean drinking water. So if you have running water, electricity, and time to listen to this audiobook and hang out with your friend Mel, you're doing way better than a lot of people. And that brings me back to this type of torturous comparison and beating yourself up over aspects of your life that you just can't control or change. Over the years, I have watched with so much sadness in my heart at how miserable Sawyer makes herself. And I can't save her. I can't stop her from engaging in this kind of comparison and self-torture. And no amount of complimenting or reassurance changes this. She has to choose to change this for herself. And I hope she does. Because until she stops torturing herself, she will never see the big, beautiful, amazing life that is right there waiting for her to embrace it. She will never embrace the beauty of her own body, and she will always see what she is not instead of the magnificence of what she is. And while she's so focused on her sister, she doesn't even see what the rest of us see, which is her unique talents, her brain, her beauty, and her athleticism. Isn't that sad? And as I tell you this story, I bet you're thinking about somebody. Somebody in your life that you think is just so beautiful and amazing and talented, and all they do is beat themselves up. And the hard thing is, you can't change this for someone else, but you can change it for yourself. And one more thing I just wanted to say, because so many of us struggle with self-esteem and issues related to our body, is it's really sad to see so many people developing an eating disorder or mental health problems or struggle with addiction or shame. Why? Because of the torturous nature of this type of comparison. And I don't say this lightly, because I know it can lead to very serious struggles and challenges that so many people face, including people that I love deeply. And psychologists and experts in this area will tell you that the root cause of so many disorders is an obsessive need for control. And as you're learning in this book, anytime you try to control something that you can't, it just makes you feel more out of control and powerless. And that's why it is so imperative for you to recognize when you're engaging in this type of comparison, because it's torturing you. And that's why I'm going to keep telling you, you have to stop obsessing over the cards in someone else's hands. You have to embrace the truth. Life isn't fair. Someone will always seem to have better cards than you, and comparing your hand to theirs, it's going to make you lose. Stop focusing on other people. That's not how you win the game of life. Instead, you're going to use the let them theory and learn to play with other people, not against them. Let them live their life. Let me focus on mine. You are too smart to waste your life torturing yourself. I'm begging you, hold on to your power, because you're going to need it to unlock the potential of your own unique path. What I've found is that being happier requires you to allow yourself to be happier. It is impossible to enjoy your life or love yourself and be beating yourself up at the same time. And one of the main reasons you beat yourself up is because you're comparing yourself to other people. And when you do that, you always fall short. So let's move on to the second type of comparison. Because this type of comparison, the teacher, holy cow, this is a goldmine for you.